Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we touched upon this yesterday because I know a lot of parents have been concerned. So basically, the topic of the COVID vaccine in kids, it keeps coming up. And the COVID vaccine that now is available to children 6 months and older is obviously now a recommendation by the CDC Advisory Immunization Practices Committee. And their advisory committee does not necessarily mean it's law. It just means that their Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices meets. They meet, they discuss what they think the CDC should do. They voted unanimously to include the CDC or the COVID vaccine for young children in the vaccine schedule for kids. The CDC then takes that advice and decides to go with it. Most of the time, if the committee approves it unanimously, the CDC will approve it. All CDC recommended vaccines are not mandated. They are recommended. But where parents are getting nervous is because the school districts will then decide if they are going to mandate the vaccine. Just as the Biden administration chose to instill mandates based on recommendations from the CDC that the vaccine can help, the vaccine can prevent illness, hospitalization, death. So even though your particular school district might not currently mandate a COVID vaccine or a flu vaccine, they are the ones that have the power to change it, not the CDC. What the CDC does is recommend, hey, guys, these are the vaccines that we have for kids. This is what we believe works. And this is what we want to suggest that all kids get. Not a surprise. As I told you guys yesterday, that was not surprising. We have a flu vaccine for kids. We have polio vaccines, MMR, pneumococcal vaccines for kids, Haemophilus influenza, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, varicella. We have tons of vaccines available for kids. What the CDC does is make a nice graphic to show you where at 2, 4, 6 months, year, 12 to 15 months, 4 to 6 years old, when your child would be eligible for the vaccine and when it could be given. So this was no surprise. I know a lot of parents are worried, but this is something that was going to happen anyway, because when the CDC has a vaccine, they feel has had enough data to show safety and efficacy against an illness, they're going to recommend it. Now, the topic of is it going to be mandated for the next school year, I don't have an answer as to what every school district's going to do. We know that I believe the LA Unified School District had wanted to mandate the COVID vaccine, and they put that off a year. Because, again, it wasn't approved by the CDC. It was still an experimental emergency authorization, and they got some blowback. However, they can still instill it the next school year. Any school district can. Now, the reason why I don't want anybody to panic about this yet is because, number one is, all right, we have a lot of vaccines out there that aren't necessarily mandated by the school district. So, for example, flu shots. Some school districts do not mandate the children get flu shots, even though flu shots, the inactivated version, is approved in those 6 months and older. But we do have many school districts, as parents have pointed out, that do mandate it. And there are many school districts that mandate that the kids get their flu shot. So will the COVID vaccine be mandated in children this upcoming school year? Depending on the school district, yes and no. Some school districts, I believe, will. They're going to go with the CDC recommendations, and they're going to say, look, these are the recommended vaccines. You cannot enter school without it. I do believe there will be some school districts that will not mandate it. I think they'll leave it as open and flexible as with the flu. Saying, here, guys, we want polio, we want tennis, we want MMR, we want meningococcal. These are the vaccines we want. Colleges will do that, too. Colleges will say, look, we need to see your MMR status and your meningitis status. Not all colleges want to see, you know, or want proof of everything. Most colleges don't mandate flu vaccine. So there is flexibility. I'm nervous about it as a physician because a lot of parents have been now holding off on the other vaccines. The last thing I want is this whole COVID debacle and this COVID chaos to mess up something that was doing fairly well. Our pediatric vaccine regimen going pretty well. I understand there's still side effects. There's been concerns with by parents about the current vaccine protocol. But for the most part, it's been doing a very good job in terms of keeping polio away from our kids, tetanus away from our kids, hepatitis away from our kids. We have a fairly healthy pediatric population. They might be obese. They might, you know, suffer from myopia from all the computers they're on. They might have vitamin D deficiency. But in terms of infectious disease, we've been doing a fantastic job from that end. The only thing is COVID is a vaccine that is not as enthusiastically embraced. And the pediatric vaccination rollout of COVID had been pretty anemic in terms of parental involvement and enthusiasm about it. So we're going to probably see the next big drama and the next probably big issue that we're going to see will be schools saying, all right, well, now that remember, the CDC has to officially vote. Once the CDC officially votes, then school districts will either jump on the bandwagon or not. I personally think it should be a choice. It should be a personal choice. Now that we know people can get the illness, whether they're vaccinated or not, it gives parents a different view of, you know, what the vaccines can offer. I still believe the vaccines could prevent hospitalization and death, but I do understand parents who think there's just so many vaccines right now the kids are getting that they'd like to have some say in what their kids get. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Massachusetts woman is accused of using a swarm of bees as a weapon when she unleashed them on deputies trying to serve her an eviction notice last week. Okay, that's not cool. The incident occurred when Rory Woods, a 55-year-old professional beekeeper, drove up to the home in Longmeadow, Massachusetts, while deputies were in the process of enforcing the eviction notice. Then, this is according to the Sheriff's Department. The residence is outside Springfield in the south central part of the state. It belonged to a man who had been litigating against his removal for years. He garnered support from anti-eviction activists, including Woods. This is Miss Rory Woods. When she arrived at 9:15 a.m. local time, she had a stack of manufactured beehives with an SUV. She exited the vehicle, tried to open the lids, and unleash the bees. I mean, this is just crazy. Sheriff's deputy tried to stop her, but as the agitated bee started getting out and circulated the area, he got away. Oh, I would too. Man, a bee, it doesn't matter how macho you are or whatever, when bees come your way, you're getting the hell out of town. She smashed the lid of one of the hives, flipped it off the flatbed, this according to MSN.com, agitated the bees, according to the sheriff. They swarmed the area. They stung several officers and bystanders who were nearby. One deputy had to be taken to the hospital. Okay, she's a real piece of work. Meanwhile, Woods put on a professional beekeeper suit to protect herself. She carried a tower of bees to the front door of the home, trying to stop the eviction. At that point, the deputies arrested her. Hampton County Sheriff Nick Cochi said, I support people's right to protest peacefully, but when you cross the line and put my staff and the public in danger, I promise you will be arrested. So Woods lives in Hadley, Massachusetts, 25 miles north of Longmeadow. She faces now 4 felony counts of assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon and 3 counts of assault by means of a dangerous weapon. And she also faces a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge. She has pled not guilty, according to local media. Now, some of you might say, well, it's just bees. No, as a physician, I'm going to tell you right now, bees can kill. You could have an allergic reaction to bees. You could have, you could get a heart attack. Bees are serious. So 5 to 7.5% of the population is severely allergic to bees. Some of us don't know if we're allergic. I got stung by a bee once. The first time you get stung by a bee, not much may happen, not much. But once your immune system gets primed, the second time, third time, 17th time, that could put you into anaphylaxis, shock, death. So I have no idea if I'm allergic to bees because I've only been stung once. So you get a mulligan with that one. Sometimes stings can be mild. Sometimes it could be these bee stings can be vicious. So bee venom, people always ask, what exactly is bee venom? So it's clear. It's colorless. But I think if you taste it, it's a little bitter, so don't. A bee, if they feel threatened, will inject it. I know everybody says if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. But sometimes a bee feels bugged, and you can't do anything about it. And like she was slamming the hive against the truck bed, well, that angered them and that got them mad. There's proteins and enzymes that cause inflammation, and also it could prevent one's blood from clotting. These proteins can cause the allergic reaction. The venom isn't necessarily fatal, like a rattlesnake's venom, but it does have the potential to be fatal. Multiple bee stings, you know, enough of this venom can. It's just a typical bee sting usually isn't venomous to kill. So it is, it can be lethal in high doses as opposed to a spider bite or a snake bite. One report cited 90 stings for a small child and 600 stings for an adult could allow them to reach lethal levels of the bee venom. So if you ran into a beehive, that's enough to kill you in terms of that many stings. So let's say you got stung mildly by a bee. You clean the area with soap and water, first and foremost. You put cold compresses. Don't use ice. Ice could hurt the skin tissue. We always say ice it. Cool compresses, or make sure you have skin protection. We want to decrease the swelling and the pain. When they're mild, we could use antihistamines. We could use steroid creams, depending on what the medical provider feels is necessary for that. Many people will get stung by a bee and that night ask for antibiotics. We don't necessarily, in the urgent care settings, give antibiotics on day one. if we believe you're starting an infection later on in the course of it, like 48 to 72 hours, they may start an antibiotic, but they aren't giving prophylactic antibiotics anymore. You know, we used to give antibiotics all the time. We're like, just in case you get an infection, but now with all the antibiotic overuse, they've slowed down on that. But some people may get an infection because these bees, you know, they're going flower to flower. Their stinger isn't necessarily sterile. Any severe reactions, you need to call 911. So what would be an example of a severe bee sting reaction? Well, when you get really, really bad itching. Remember, that's your histamine, that's your immune system acting up. If you have difficulty swallowing, difficulty breathing, swelling of the lips, tongue, throat, severe swelling of the sting area, that's a sign that a bad allergy could be coming. So I've had people call into telemedicine where their whole arm is swollen after being stung earlier that day. I'm like, get to the hospital, because we're going to want to watch you. We're going to want to give you steroids, give you antihistamines, maybe even an EpiPen and epinephrine, and then watch you and see if you're going to go into a full-blown anaphylaxis, severe allergy. Dizziness is a sign of a severe reaction to a bee sting, rapid heart rate, feeling faint, abdominal pain, chest pain, headache, nausea, vomiting, even diarrhea. You could get diarrhea. Some of you guys are like, wait a second, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, that could be COVID. Well, we're probably not going to diagnose you with COVID. We might test you for COVID if you come in for a bee sting, but we don't think the bee is giving you COVID. But if you have those symptoms, those could be signs of severe ones. So, you know, bee stings can induce a heart attack. I told you guys about how there were a couple cases where people would die of cardiac arrest. What ends up happening is when you go into a sort of allergy reaction, you could have respiratory difficulty with the lungs. Your lungs could constrict, and then it could also affect the heart. There's a condition called Kunis syndrome, where in 2016, a man from India died of cardiac arrest. But get this, this was 3 weeks after he was stung by 50 bees. It wasn't immediate. And even though all the stingers were removed, the exaggerated histamine release, known that occurs in Kunis syndrome, affected the blood vessels such that they constricted abnormally. They think what happened is he had coronary artery vasospasm, where the blood vessels feeding the heart blood, the spasmed, didn't give the heart enough blood. The heart ended up having a heart attack and then went into cardiac arrest. So that, it's scary stuff. Kunis syndrome was first described in the early 90s by researchers Kunis and Zavras as an acute coronary syndrome caused by an allergy or hypersensitivity reaction. So you have these mast cells in your body. They release the inflammatory mediators like histamine. They do this when there's a foreign body or allergen. They want you to cough it out, sneeze it out, scratch it off. It tries to wall off the antigen. But in Kunis syndrome, it could cause cardiac effects, affecting blood flow to the heart by messing with the arteries. And it could also, if it messes with the heart muscle, then your heart muscle can't conduct electrical conductivity. If that happens, you could go into cardiac arrest. So I don't want to scare you guys with bee stings. You know, just, you know, again, try to avoid the bees. Or if you do see a woman walk around with or a person walk around with a hive, you might want to flee, because those bees can travel. Bees don't necessarily want to attack you. They're into nectar. But if you are perfumey, if you are sugary, if you, you know, have, you know, soda pop that you spilled on you or something, vape scents, that can attract the bees. Make sure when you're outside you use socks and shoes. I stepped on a bee on a beach, you know, because I was on the beach, and that hurt. So try to avoid walking barefoot, long shirts, pants. Avoid bright colors, because bright colors look like flowers, but also dark colors. Bees aren't that attractive to pale, non-vibrant colors. They may also hide from the sun, so they might be in trees or objects. So make sure during the day you don't, you know, kind of rattle something that they could be hiding under. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
America's next top secret weapon is ready to be rolled out to the public. The Air Force's next stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider, will be revealed to the public in California on December 2nd. The rollout will take place at Northrop Grumman's facility in Palmdale, California. That's just over an hour's drive north of Los Angeles. At a recent private convention, Elon Musk told prospective investors in his deal to buy Twitter that he planned to let go nearly 75% of the social media company's 7,500 workers. Senator Lindsey Graham will testify before a special grand jury investigating the 2020 election in Georgia. At issue, according to the Fulton County DA, is a phone call he made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the weeks after the election. Graham calls the insinuation of wrongdoing ridiculous. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Is it me or does it seem people are just more dramatic where we're just hearing, you know, more people just, you know, mouth off? Or have people always mouthed off? So it's interesting because Elon Musk, I mean, as accomplished as he is, he definitely, doesn't seem to be that aware, unless he's doing it on purpose, that many of his remarks could be taken different ways. And so one of his last, I believe, rants or vows is that he is going to fire 75% of the Twitter payroll because he thinks the amount that he's going to be paying for Twitter is too much. So Twitter employees are nervous that they're going to be laid off. Documents emerged showing that Elon Musk plans to cut the workforce by 75%. Now, this wasn't just like a tweet. These were in documents. Corporate documents obtained by the Washington Post reveal that the billionaire told investors in the $44 billion deal to buy Twitter that he plans to get rid of three-quarters of the 7,500 workers. So that means there would be a crew of 2,000 employees. People feel that's a skeleton crew. I think 2,000 employees, that's still an army of employees. I just don't know exactly. I have issues with Twitter. I'm not exactly sure how many are doing some of the things they're doing, such as when we radio hosts are like, look, you know, can we be verified? I want to make sure people don't, you know, reproduce my account. No, you don't qualify to be verified. How do we not qualify to be verified? Yet you see, you know, very liberal-leaning individuals in the media with many fewer followers, not national, get verified. So I am kind of wondering, you know, who's doing their job and who's not doing their job. I mean, obviously, when you have somebody in the media who's established, it doesn't matter whether they're right, left, neutral. I mean, am I not left enough? Am I too conservative? What are they looking for? I do kind of wonder what the current staff is doing. I also see bots. There's fake followers. I'm apparently following accounts that I've never asked to follow. So there's issues with that social media platform. So if there's less workers making these very chaotic issues, maybe that can help. But I don't like, and I've never been a fan of hearing public vows of we're going to be laying people off, because as we're facing this recession, or we're in this recession, that's what precipitates other companies going, well, hey, if they did it, then we could do it. So a number of employees who are expressing their fears that they may be one of the more than 5,000 workers laid off when Elon Musk takes over. Gene Ross, a staff designer for the social media giant, took to the site Thursday night and asked if anyone is looking for a, quote, below average generalist. They will go off and start a new Twitter together. Parker Lyons, a senior financial analyst at Twitter, tweeted a series of memes upon hearing the news. When you realize you are the 75%, and then put some, you know, so people are obviously expressing and going to Twitter to and going to social media to air their discontent. But this is what's very interesting about this is how Elon Musk looks mad. He looks upset that he is going to be paying more for something than it's valued. And every time a company gets pinched or spanked, a business owner, who's the one that gets hurt? Who's the one that then this projects onto? It's always the employees. The employees had no say into why Twitter had to be sold for $44 billion. They had no say into who was going to buy it or not. And I'm not saying this to attack or defend Elon Musk, but this happens time and time again. When the suits and the parents are fighting, the kids are the ones that get hurt. I think now Twitter's going to be charging people. There's been some discussion that maybe what they'll do is they'll, you know, if you want to be on Twitter, then you have to pay, or you have to pay for an account, or then the consumer gets spanked. So whenever there's inflation, recession, people feeling that they're getting screwed over from a corporate standpoint, they find their relief by taking it out on employees or taking it out on consumers. Now, again, it could be that you have a bunch of employees working from home. Musk took a look at what was going on from a labor standpoint, and if he doesn't think people getting paid 8 hours a day are actually working 8 full hours a day, yeah, he has every right to decide to find more productive staff or to save money or to glean. But I just find it frustrating that if he thinks he's paying too much for the company, the only way you can stave off your costs is going after labor. And labor wouldn't be so much of a threat if it didn't cost that much. Labor is expensive. Any single business anybody has, their overhead, and they complain about their overhead, but the biggest portion of their overhead isn't marketing. It isn't rent for most. It's the labor. So the big new, the industrial revolution of the 1800s, and the medical revolution at that same time, and any other revolution, the fast food revolution, and other things that have evolved as businesses have been trying to stay afloat and live. The next big revolution is going to be how employers could save money on staff, what they could do. And paying low wages doesn't fly. So they have to pay them more. There's going to be more push for them to pay them more. So the next big evolutionary push in business is how to not have then as many employees. How to minimize your labor costs, how to automate. And that sector of labor thinning is going to explode. We're seeing it in fast food, trying to figure out, robot. And people say, oh, yeah, but the robots aren't coming for a while, or the automation. They are coming. They are. True, you still need staff to man the machine and to be there to help fix the machine and to make sure the machine is working right. But you don't have to worry about the machine taking breaks. You don't have to worry about the machine being, assaulted or harassed by another employee. You don't have to worry about the machine calling out. You don't have to worry about the machine getting a workers' comp injury. It's going to save employers money in the long run. And so Elon Musk, if this really is true, where he's going to take it out on the employees, it basically highlights the problems we see in most of corporate America and small business America. Employees, their hours getting cut. I can't tell you how many people have said, look, my boss cut my hours. I'm still working full-time, but I went from 40 to 32, so I'm losing a whole day's pay a week. Why are they doing that? Well, because they need to save money. If you can't save money on what you're purchasing because everything's going up, if you can't save money on rent because rent's going up, our landlord raised our rent. There's nothing we could do about it. So how do I transfer that cost? Well, I can't. And so if you have employees, then you need to rethink, well, maybe we'll hire less. Or maybe, that person quit, will not refill their position. So, if there are any industries that you think you want to invest in that will, revolutionize, that's going to be the next place where we're going to see some huge growth. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Rod calling from Spokane. Hey, Rod, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good.
Just a new show.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Gail, what's going on?
Oh, I just had a thought when you were talking about the cost of labor, how much the government regulations and workman's comp and insurance and the health care and all that has increased so much now that, you know, that's a huge cost of the labor. I mean, if somebody is paying, an employer is paying an employee, say, $20 an hour, is really paying them close to 40 or so when it comes by the time they've paid the workman's comp and kept track of all the red tape and, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the cost in labor there is from government regulation, and that'd be a good way to reduce costs and keep some jobs would be to reduce some of that stuff.
I mean, you know, that is...
An employer that's got just a few employees has to hire somebody just to keep track of the paperwork.
It is true. It is true. When I had my medical office, not only was, you know, the cost of the staff, but you had the workers' comp, not to mention the payroll taxes, FICA, all that on top of that. You're right. In addition to that, it's not just a $20 an hour or $25 an hour wage. It's everything else on top of that that ends up equate health insurance. It's 401. It's huge. It is. It's a lot. Yeah. Are you an employee or an employer?
I'm actually self-employed, but, you know, a lot of my associates and people I do business with are small employers, and they get hammered by all the, you know, basically the red tape and the regulations, and the cost is just continues to increase.
So true.
And, you know, it's costing a lot of jobs and a lot of money for a lot of people, so.
I think so, too.
Just want to throw that in there.
I appreciate it. Rod, yeah, good luck out there, okay? All right, thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's when people asked if I went back to work with COVID. Okay, I never stopped working. But my jobs changed, and I went from a business owner. But this was back in 2016. I closed my office with all the Obamacare and the changes with the high deductibles and trying to pay my staff when money wasn't coming in because people's insurance companies weren't paying, and so it had to rely on patients paying towards their deductible. And if the office visit, you know how deductible works, is your insurance company will not pay until you've hit the $10,000 mark or the $5,000 mark or the $15,000 mark, whatever your deductible is. So if my office visit is, let's say, $100, and insurance reduces that to $32, they, rather than paying the $32, said the patient owed the $32. Well, if that patient paid the $32, then that $32 would go against their deductible. And once that patient pays enough $32 or enough money to hit their deductible, then the insurance kicks in. Well, most patients, $32, that's a lot of visits in order to try to make the deductible. So patients will get a $32 bill. Or they'll get a $64 bill if they saw us a couple times in a six-month period. And if they didn't pay that money didn't come in. Well, when you look at everything the patients owed, we had to pay our staff. You can't tell your staff, you know what, money's not coming in so you don't get paid. No. That staff worked. That staff took care of patients. It's not their fault the system is screwing over doctors and business owners. So I wanted to post this on Facebook, and my husband didn't want me to, but we emptied out our bank account. Our personal bank account, we had no money coming in, no salary. I didn't take a salary for months, but I kept paying our staff, and so we didn't have any. It was the recession was horrible for us, and it didn't end in 2009. It went deep into 2015 for us. So by 2016, I left. I left my practice. I went to teach. I did full-time radio media as well. My two full-time jobs, full-time meaning doing a full show every week, every day, 5 days a week. But on top of that, I taught, and then I went into telemedicine. I have not gone back to opening up an office and hiring staff. I can't afford it. There is no guarantee that patients are going to not have high deductibles. I have insurance and my deductible's high. It's a little better. The deductibles are a little better because these insurance companies weren't selling their policies to people. But there's just no guarantee. So I work for companies now. Let them pay me. I don't have to deal with the labor costs. I don't have to pay for the malpractice. I don't have to pay for the workers' comp. I don't have to pay for the liability insurance. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to pay for the rent. It's now, I have another business where we do, but from a medical standpoint, can't afford it. And it kills me because patients, my previous patients will call in saying they can't find a doctor. Or their doctor is a different person every time they walk into that clinic. Or they have to use telemedicine. And that the labor costs to staff a medical clinic is ridiculously expensive. You know, Elon Musk has also made an opinion on what's going to happen in terms of the recession. He says a global recession could last until the spring of 2024. Now, we are in the fall of 2022, so he predicts that global economic decline is going to continue for another year and a half. All right? Personally, I'm not an economist. I think he's being very positive. I think he's being very optimistic. I think that depending on what's going on with the war, depending on what's going on with the election, midterms, depending on what's going to happen with all this spending, you know how we're getting spanked now from 2020 and 2021 spending? Well, all this spending that's being done currently is going to, I think hit us in 23, 24. I would love for this to be over by 2025. And you want to know what? Whoever becomes president will get to benefit from that. You see that all the time where the economy starts to fall, the president that comes into that deals with it, Biden. We knew, you know, with 2020, we knew that if you know, Biden came in after the 2020 election, he would be dealing with a lot of the recession turmoil or financial turmoil. I just didn't think they would make it worse. And they did. So, you know, my advice to you guys is, look, okay, you know, we still live each day by day. You know, take one step at a time, day by day. Right? We have a very bumpy road ahead of us. And our goal is to get through this with our sanity and not, you know, lose family members over this, not lose our health, not lose our sleep. We're going to be talking about sleep in a little bit. And to not lose our retirement accounts, which a lot of us have been starting to. Do not make any hasty decisions. I know I keep getting asked about crypto. I don't know much about it. You guys might know more. Some of you guys think crypto is the best thing since sliced bread. Others, you know, think it's screwing a lot of people over. I don't know much about it. I would not be surprised. You know, if we have another form of currency as the value of the dollar is dropping and as people can't afford gold or silver, you keep seeing these commercials, buy gold or silver. Who can afford that? It's thousands of dollars an ounce. Can't be buying. And I get it. You know, it goes up eventually, but I don't have that money to buy an ounce of gold or an ounce of silver. So I do think crypto or other forms of commerce are going to jump or skyrocket, but I do see that people are going, the fraudulent world is going to take advantage of vulnerable people panicking about the economy. Be smart with your money. There's no get rich quick schemes that ever long term work, and they screw over a lot of people. 1-877-DR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.